This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations perfect beach finder quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What is up, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners? Before we begin, I have to apologize for the state of my voice. I am a bit under the weather, so I know I sound a bit like a 13-year-old boy going through puberty, but we're going to push through because claim season is off to the races. It's already off with so much drama, so I didn't want to miss a week and sit it out because there's so much that I have to cover. And again with me, I have Miss Serena joining us.
Yes, I mean, you can't leave me hanging all alone this week, Becca. So I'm so sorry you're sick, but I am so happy you're here. And last night's episode was packed with drama and memorable moments, to say the least. So I am really excited that we have the wonderful Susie here on the podcast today, the recipient of the first one-on-one date, here to chat all about it.
I'm so excited. Susie, as we talked about last week, she's already one of my favorites. I have high hopes for Susie. I think she's going to go very far, and last night did not disappoint. So before we actually bring her on and chat a little bit to get to know her more, we have to talk about last night's episode because, of course, there's always drama in the world of The Bachelor, but it seems like for week one and just moving into the mansion, like seconds ago, there's already so much drama, especially around two women. So we just have to get into it. I want to do something fun on Happy Hour because, Serena, you are always dressed to the nines. You are always so put together. Like I said, I need you to help style me. So I'm thinking, and I know how much our listeners love to go through people's dresses and what they choose to wear. And so each week, I really want to do your highlight and low light standout fashion moments, if you will. And I know you have some for me this week. So let's just begin with that.
Okay. I am so ready to talk about the fashion a little bit. I mean, there were some really fun looks this episode. I think I don't really have a low light this episode, but I will say we are seeing a lot of jean shorts and bodysuits. I think on both dates, mm-hmm. that was kind of the theme across the board. And I mean, do not get me wrong. I love a good bodysuit jean short combo, especially in the summer when it's hot out and you're doing activity. But I think that because we saw so much of that look, Gabby on the first group date really stood out to me. She was wearing a jumpsuit. It was all denim, spaghetti strapped. I think it had a boot cut at the bottom, and I loved it. She has a really bold personality. We're really seeing her humor come out this season, and I can tell that she's dresses to match that. So mm-hmm. I loved that look from her. I thought she looked super cool, super chic. And then in terms of kind of more of like a nighttime date look, you know who I loved? I loved this whole episode, and I really hope we see more of her. But this fashion look, you probably had to keep an eye out for it, but I thought she did a really fun job, was Marlena, who is the first female Olympian to be on the show. She was wearing a hot pink dress, and if you know me, you know I love my neutral tones. I am never bold enough to go for color, but she wore a beautiful hot pink dress. She had a chunky, sparkly hoop in, and I just thought it was a really fun look, especially for a night group date, because I feel like you can go a little more playful, a little more fun with those opposed to the rose ceremonies, which are kind of more upscale and formal. So yeah, those would kind of be my shout outs fashion wise for this week.
Marlena's color, like that color of dress, I would say it's like a magenta, right? Was so beautiful, so bold. Like, I'm kind of like you. I'm more neutrals and less like,
yeah, but you'll pull out some pinks. I've seen you like rock pink.
Well, if I have help, like if I have a stylist for an event, shout out Lisa, I will rock always some color. But usually, and that's actually why I will say, like being on the show with all the women and also being on Paradise with everyone was so fun, because usually like I'll just go for something simple that I know is comfortable. But when you have other people that kind of know your body, know your style, know what will look good on your shape, to pull like the fun side out of you, it helps so much. And that's what was, I would say, kind of like a magical part of being on the show with all these women, is everyone kind of share stuff. They share style pointers, tips, dresses, you name it. And that was one of my most fun things. I remember especially like first moving into the mansion, was just seeing everyone's style and seeing how much they packed. And you know, like I'm sure you remember getting ready for those rose ceremonies where all of the gowns are hung up and all of the jewelry is laid out and all the heels are set up, and kind of like picking what goes with what and seeing everyone's, you know, pieces come together each night. It was so much fun. And so it's fun to see that come together once again back at the mansion.
I know. I really do love that. I remember being on the show and having people like run into each other's rooms and be like, do you have an earring? This is what I'm wearing mm-hmm. tonight, and I don't have a matching earring. And mm-hmm. Rachel was my roommate. She has such fantastic style, and she actually went on the shopping date on our season. So yes. I was definitely sifting through those bags when she got that.
Did she come back with a ton of bags?
Mm-hmm. She came back with so many shopping bags. Oh, my gosh. And they were all filled with clothes that she yes. actually ended up wearing a lot of the clothes on the season. Like, I remember watching mm-hmm. it back on some of her dates and being like, oh, I remember. That's the Free People shirt that she got on her shopping date with Matt.
Fun fact, Serena, I actually got this shopping date on my season of The Bachelor with Ari. And it was the very first date, very first one-on-one. And I remember after I was with Rachel Zoe, and thank goodness she helped style me for that night. But they sent me home with, they literally loaded me up to my shoulders full of bags. And they're like, okay, walk back in the mansion. I was like, no, these girls are going to kill me. I do not want to go back in there. I do not want to show them everything. But it was fun because a lot of it, like there was just so much that I was able to share. And we were, it actually, I would say, got me through the season, because had I not had that, like I definitely did not pack enough. Who packed yeah. the most on your season?
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember who packed the most, but I do remember Anna coming in with like mm-hmm. a lookbook of all of her outfits. Like she really? Had like packed her outfits like in Ziploc bags, and then had like lookbooks of like what each outfit was. So I mean, I had thrown a bunch of clothes in a bag. I was like formal wear, daytime wear, and we're moving on, and then just pieced together when I got there. But that was a whole other level of prepared.
Dang. Oh, my gosh. Kudos to Anna for, I mean, I would not have had the patience for that. Okay. As much as we love to talk about fashion, thank you for that, Serena. Let's get into the entire episode, like the nitty gritty, because the very first group date already started off with some drama, which I want to get into everything with Cassidy, because she seems like, I mean, if we're going off of what we're seeing so far, she seems like she's being set up to be kind of like this villain, rubbing the woman the wrong way. There's already tension on this group date because of Cassidy. And it's interesting because Cassidy, quite frankly, like didn't do anything wrong per se. She was just very confident in her pursuits of Clayton. And I want to ask you, like, where is the line where somebody can be confident, but then like not too confident, too cocky, where it starts to rub women the wrong way? Like, did you have anyone on your season that kind of reminded you of how Cassidy is acting?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think we had someone that was like constantly pulling him aside like we saw Cassidy do on the group date this week. But I think it is a fine line because, I mean, she is saying, you know, I'm confident. I'm going to go over. I'm going to pursue him aggressively and I'm going to shoot my shot as much and as hard as possible. And it worked out because she did get that group date rose. So mm-hmm. she got a lot of time with Clayton that day that a lot of the girls didn't. However, I think everyone has a different approach on group dates and a different perspective of what's appropriate or not. But I would say if you're doing it to a point of making the other women on the group date feel almost disrespected and completely not considered, I mean, we saw Gabby on her knees grinding away trying to build that house. And yes. Cassidy was making out with Clayton by the pool. If I'm Gabby, I'm like, this is a two-man job and mm-hmm. I need some backup. So I think she definitely took things a little far, and I can sympathize with why the girls were not happy with it.
Yeah. And I think it's also up to Clayton, because I understand as the lead, there's so much that he's not privy to that he's not going to see. But also, like, to be the lead, you still have to be mindful in certain situations on those group dates of how everyone is getting along. Because I think for me personally, it's very telling if there's one person who's standing out that doesn't really care about the other people on the date, that is just making it solely about them. Like, confidence is one thing, but then when you start to put other people down and not care about or have any regard for anyone else's feelings, that's where it would definitely rub me the wrong way. And, you know, I'm sure he's busy. He's talking to other women too. He's in interviews. He's talking with Hillary Duff. There's so much that goes into what he has to do on each date. But I think what the interesting part was is not necessarily like her approach with Clayton, you know, face to face with him. It's interesting to see how she handles the women and her conversation with the group of women. Like, there was, I think it was twice throughout the episode where she's like, I feel very confident in my pursuit of him. I think he is very intimidated in a hot way by me, which, like, when you're saying that to a group of women who are all trying to date this man, and it is still the first week and he's getting to know everyone, that is where I could see the women being very turned off by that and very like being rubbed the wrong way. And so it was her interaction with the women that I started to see kind of like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here.
I think Hillary Duff in an interview said something and I was like, she has said it best. She said, Cassidy has her eyes on the prize and that's not going to make her any friends, but I don't think she cares. And I mm-hmm. really think that's exactly what's going on here. Cassidy is the girl this season that, you know, quote unquote, isn't here to make friends, or maybe she is, but she's just not really, you know, going about it in a great way mm-hmm. because she just doesn't seem to know where the line is, or maybe she just doesn't care if there's a line at all.
Yeah. To really make this episode gold, we should have had a little cartoon Lizzie McGuire pop up in the corner to give some context to everything that was going on. That would have made this so perfect.
I would have loved that.
Yes. So Cassidy's interesting because not only do we see, I mean, her boldness, I will say, got her that group date rose. But then she goes and she's kind of like coaching, mentoring Shanae.
It was very it was odd. Like, I don't know what other word to use to describe it. I've never seen anything like that where she was almost like, these are the rules of the game. This is how it goes. This is like, it was spoken about in a very like strategic competition sense of like, I don't know. I was just very thrown off by the whole conversation they had.
It was like she was gearing up to get a job, like teaching, coaching Shanae of like what you have to do to nail this interview to get this role. And at the end of the day, like, look, like you can have a playbook. We've seen people in the past come in to every season with some sort of idea of how it should go and like what works and doesn't work with past seasons. But if you know that, then you should know that, Cassidy, what you're doing isn't going to work. And it just, yes. It's bizarre. And I feel like Shanae now, it's like Mr. Miyagi and the Karate Kid. And Shanae's like trying to be Cassidy. And she's like even saying on the next group date, like, oh, well, Cassidy would do this or Cassidy would do that. But it's like,
yeah,
but you're not Cassidy, Shanae. You are your own human being.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting watching Cassidy on the group date and then Shanae almost being like, well, Cassidy would do this or Cassidy told me to do this. And I don't understand because Cassidy's never been on the show before either. And I think, you know, I just wanted to hear one of them being like, I really like Clayton, because all the conversation was around like getting to the next week, getting to the end, and like nothing was surrounding their feelings for Clayton. But mm-hmm. I mean, I think Shanae, I don't know if Cassidy would have or wouldn't have done this, but Shanae's behavior on the group date when she threw Elizabeth under the bus, I mean, that kind of came out of nowhere. And I honestly think that whoever stole Clayton first was going to feel the wrath of Shanae that night, because it really felt like the only reason she was so upset was because she wanted to steal Clayton first and Elizabeth did it instead.
Yes. Yeah. Shanae, I feel like she still has some figuring out to do. I feel like she's looking for this validation from not only Clayton, but Elizabeth and all the women in the house to like love and accept her. And it doesn't seem like it's going about the best way. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, we see it being left on a cliffhanger for the to be continued next week. We didn't even get into the rose ceremony. I want to address one major thing before we get into the one-on-one date. But in terms of like the group aspect and, you know, 30 women living together, a lot of Elizabeth's personal and mental health issues and her ADHD were brought up a lot, which I don't think was anyone else's place to bring up besides Elizabeth, if and when she was indeed ready to. And that's something that, in Cassidy's part, I wish she would have just kept to herself, kept between her and Elizabeth. It was really tough to watch, because I feel like that word and that phrase and what Elizabeth is dealing with in her daily life is, you know, being thrown around in the wind like glitter, and it wasn't the time nor the place. And so it'll be interesting to see how it is handled next week. I hope Cassidy can just suck it up and apologize and realize where she went wrong, but
Shanae.
Time will tell. Oh, Shanae, what did I say? Cassidy?
Cassidy.
Yeah, sorry.
But we
I'm just
going to
say there's a lot of blondes in this season,
many
okay?
Blondes. No, we've got we're leaving on a cliffhanger with Cassidy, because she has been outed for the friends with benefits back home. So we're finding out what Clayton's about to do with that. And then I completely agree with what you just said regarding Shanae, and I just want to give a huge shout out to Elizabeth. She didn't really stand out to me that much in episode one. I don't know if we got to see much of her, but the way she handled the situation where, you know, it was being very openly discussed, her mental health and what she had confided into Shanae about, I thought she handled it with class, with maturity. She was calm. She was confident. She stood her ground, but was still, you know, she wasn't disrespectful in any way. And I mean, I was extremely impressed with her this episode.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Somebody else that I was very impressed with is our guest today, Miss Susie. She seemed to hit it off so well with Clayton. I think it was the best way to start the very first one-on-one of the season. We can get into everything, but I would rather just bring her on to get into it with her, because she was obviously there. So much more detail that she can give us. So with that, Serena, I think we should just bring Miss Susie on.
I think we should. I am so excited to talk to her today.
Well, Susie, welcome to Bachelor Happy Hour. Serena and I are so excited to have you because I don't know if you listened to us last week, but you were one of our favorites from night one. I already said it. I'm like, Susie's going to go far. She's going to be our girl. So welcome.
I was like, she's a wedding videographer. She's wearing white. This is perfect.
We're manifesting all the good things now.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. So welcome. Yeah.
How have you been?
Good. I've been really good. I'm happy to be home and back in Virginia right now. And yeah, I mean, I'm good. I listened to the podcast last week and I was like so honored. My best friend sent it to me and she was like, hey, you got to give this a listen. And I was like in my car driving down the road. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so crazy.
I want to know, how the hell did you get on the show? Did you apply for yourself? Did somebody nominate you?
Yeah. So 4 years ago, I moved home from Japan. I was very single. I hadn't dated seriously in like 2 years the whole time I was out there. And my best friends watched the show pretty religiously and they convinced me to let them nominate me and they sent a package in the mail. And it didn't get there in time for casting. I guess it was already complete. But then the next year they called me and they were like, hey, we're actually casting and we think you would be a great fit. Maybe let's see. And then I was in a relationship. So didn't work out that year. And then this past year, my friend Veronica nominated me and I actually nominated her too. And it just happened to be good timing. So yeah, I feel like it's kind of like been in like this realm of my world where I started watching after I got the call. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. They actually called me. And so then I've kind of like had my interest peaked for a while now, but now I'm just a fan of the show. And so it's crazy to like be on the show and even be talking to you guys. I'm like kind of freaking out. I'm a little bit nervous, but
we're fangirling over you too. So the feeling
is mutual. What season was it that you like originally, was it Colton season then?
It would be Colton season. That's like the mail submission that went out was for Colton season.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Look, you got your blondie NFL player.
C name. We got pretty close. Yeah. It worked out for the best.
It did. It definitely did. Oh my gosh.
Susie, I really want to know so much more about you because we've loved what we've seen so far and you have shown so many sides of your personality and we know a little bit about your background having been in Japan, but can you just mm-hmm. tell us more about that? I mean, you yeah. came up and I was like, oh, pageant girl, and then you were doing jujitsu like 5 seconds later. So I would love to know more about trades. That.
Yeah. So I moved to Japan when I was 22. I'm 28 right now. And I lived there until I was 25. And I started doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu while I was in Japan. And yeah, it was the most incredible thing I've ever done for myself. I think leaving the country by yourself and starting kind of like a new life, a new career. I worked at Tokyo Disneyland. And I always say like that was a really special thing to do. But being in Japan was like the true gem of that job because I got to experience something like totally outside my comfort zone. I learned a lot about myself. I learned about things that I really needed to kind of work on and like how to become a better person. I think that their society puts a huge emphasis on like hard work and like grit and kind of determination. And I'm very much a free spirit. So living in that culture, I was like, wow, like I'm expected to be like top tier at everything that I do. And anything less than that will be like critiqued and I will be like held very accountable for all of my actions, whether it's being 1 minute late to work or anything at all. So I think like having a really like kind of strict culture for several years kind of like allowed me to grow into a stronger version of myself. So, yeah, Japan was great. And then obviously learning jiu-jitsu, starting jiu-jitsu and having like a team out there that like people that cared for me that were like locals. And when I left Japan, like saying goodbye to them was probably the hardest part about leaving. They threw me this huge going away party. We went to like a sumo wrestling house and we like shared food in these giant pots. It was like the coolest thing ever. And yeah, it changed my life. It changed my perspective on kind of like work ethic and just like how to be a better person, I think.
Wow, that's incredible. I have to say, I feel like you are one of the very first women to come through the franchise that has probably ever probably not ever done jujitsu, but who has talked about it and shown it. I have to give you props. One of my good friends, Dustin, back home, he's been doing jujitsu for a couple years now, and I know how difficult it is, how much dedication it takes. So props to you. That's incredible. I feel like you are a jack of all trades. I mean, as Serena had touched on, you did the pageants. I mean, you worked at Tokyo Disneyland or Disney World, was it?
It's Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea out there.
Okay. And you just, I mean, the background, everything is so interesting. And so I'm so glad that we got such a well-rounded, cultured woman on the show. It's just very exciting and fresh for viewers. I want to get into night one because we saw your hometown package. We saw you step out of the limo and you had quite a good entrance. We really loved that entrance. I have to say, Serena and I talked a little bit about it last week on the podcast. So two things. How did you pick out your gorgeous dress? How did you know that that was the one? And how did you come up with the fun intro where you're like, nope, I'm not going to hug you, but I'm going to give you the firm handshake?
Okay, honestly, so when you did the first, you started that, I was like, Susie, no. Like, what are you doing with this firm handshake? Like, I was like, no, I like you. Like, we're off to a bad start, but you turned it around and we thought it was super cute.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad I was able to turn it around because watching it back, I was like sinking in my chair and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I hope this plays well. I mean, it felt cringy when I did it, but no. I think, you know, I grew up with an older brother and we were always pranking each other, and we actually used to have those pens that you would like hand to somebody and then it would shock them. And I just thought the concept of like coming out of the limo and doing something kind of silly, like kind of like a little prank, would, it's kind of on brand for me. It felt like it was silly but not too like extravagant or like out there. And yeah, I definitely am a hugger. So it was really hard to say that because he like held his hands out for me as if he was gonna like, you know, like extend the arms. So I should grab his hands. And I'm like, oh, no. Like we're not doing that. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna feel so cringy to play back. But it was, yeah, it turned out okay, I guess. And definitely a bold move. The white gown, the real reason I chose it was for comfort. It was probably like my most comfortable gown.
That's smart. After my own heart.
Yes. Everyone told me it was between that and this like fully beaded red dress. And everyone was like, it's the longest night of the entire season. You're going to be miserable. And I was like, okay, we're going for the white. And it was true. Like there's a couple of clips where I'm probably inappropriately sitting on the couch with like my feet underneath of me, but I was like, I was so comfortable. I felt like I was like chilling at home. So like it ended up working out great.
It was beautiful. No, we loved it.
That's smart. That's really smart. My dress was bedazzled, but like comfortable the first night, but it is so long. Like the more comfortable you can go, the better. But I can totally relate to you on your entrance because I didn't do something similar, but I did like a small, like I came in with a step stool, made like a little joke about his height because I was like, I want to do something because I feel like I'll feel lost just going up there and talking. But I was the same. I was like, I don't want to do anything big because then I'm going to get like really overwhelmed. But we loved your entrance. Wow. We loved your dress. Can you kind of just walk us through night one? Like, how did that feel for you? Was there any like standout moments? What was that like?
Yeah, it was so fun. To this day, like I look back and I'm like, I still can't believe I did it. Watching it back, I would get like butterflies watching it when I would see things that kind of like felt like nostalgic and it would bring me back to that moment. The girls were so awesome. And it does like tease at the end of the episode where it's like, oh, like everyone was so supportive. And it really felt like that. Like everyone was incredible. The girls were so sweet. Everyone was like very accomplished and obviously beautiful. So it's like intimidating being in there. But at the same time, I was like, this is like the most fun I've ever had. It feels like just like a really cool party and no one has their phones. So you're all just getting to know each other. Like no one's distracted. It's like, it was a really fun first night. And yeah, I was nervous and kind of freaking out. But at the same time, there's so much downtime in between, like when you actually get to speak with Clayton or when you're doing an interview, that you're just like hanging out with a bunch of cool girls.
Mm-hmm. Did it feel kind of magical? Because I remember I had watched a few seasons before I left for my time on The Bachelor. And then actually being there to step out of the limo and to walk through the mansion doors and to see all of the iconic things like the hot tub, the pool, the different couches. Did it feel magical? Like, were you in this mindset of like, holy crap, I'm actually here and it doesn't feel real?
Yeah, it did not feel real. I remember walking into the living room and I just was like, what is my life? Like, I'm in the bachelor mansion. And there were a few times where we were like laying out back and we had a day off and we're just like hanging by the pool. And I was like, this is the most incredible thing I've ever done. It was just like so surreal. And seeing like the mountains in the background, like I've never seen anything so beautiful. And like, yeah, living in those bunk beds, it was so fun and like almost felt like silly. But then you wake up and you look out this gorgeous like mansion view and you're just like how is this happening to me? It felt surreal. It felt like a fairy tale.
So you were the first one-on-one date. However, you were in the middle. So they read the group date card and your name wasn't on it. How did you feel when you didn't hear your name on the first date card? Because we know not everyone gets a date that first week. And then how did you feel hearing your name on the one-on-one date card? Because I can imagine those were two very different feelings.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I actually don't know if I knew that people weren't going to get a date that week.
Okay.
And I almost feel bad because I feel like I was like telling people in the house, I was like, oh my gosh, like, don't worry. Like I was trying to be like the least stressed person in the room and just trying to like enjoy and not be worried. But turns out like nobody's safe ever. So, I think I was a little bit nervous when I didn't hear my name, just not knowing like what to expect. Like, I mean, it was such a strange concept. And then the second day when I heard my name on the date card, I was so nervous. Like, I'm afraid to admit this, but there was a part of me that was like almost wishing I had gotten a group date first because I was just so nervous that I was like, there's no like easing into it. Like, I don't know this man and I have to go on a date with him like right off the bat. And I remember like physically shaking and I had no control. I just literally was like shaking and
you know what? I think that's a very normal feeling. I mean, Becca, I don't know how you felt because you did get the first one-on-one, but I know Brianne, our season, said something very similar to you, which was, I'm going on a full day date. Like, this isn't drinks. Yeah. Like, we're spending a whole day together doing activity, and I actually don't know him. Whereas you're right, with the group date, you do get to ease in a little bit. So when you spend the whole day, you have a bit of a foundation.
Right. That's exactly it. Yeah, I was like, I have to spend the full day. And I was like, well, what if I get in the car and there's no chemistry? Like, what if there's no, like, what if he actually doesn't like me? Or what if I don't like him? And then we have to hang out for 12 hours. And I was like, I was kind of freaked out. Obviously, I was really great. It's just like, I was so nervous. But the girls were actually so supportive. And I kind of expressed that I was like, I was intimidated that I would like be like my best self and not be able to be goofy and like just like let go and have fun. But it ended up that I was totally comfortable and it was like the best thing to have the first date. Like I had a blast, but it was nerve-wracking for sure.
Well, I mean, it's so interesting to see Clayton with different women, right? And I know especially like night one and this first week is a lot because he's still getting to know everyone. There's still so much to process. But it truly seemed from a viewer standpoint that like the second it was just the two of you on your date away and like seeing him in his interviews about you, he really felt a strong connection. Like he really felt comfortable. He said how fun and adventurous you were. And you, I think, were probably the best person to take on that very first date because you made him kind of slow down and be able to breathe easy and just relax. I'm sure it was probably one of the first times since he was announced as the lead because he's go, 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 that he could finally just like really sit and breathe and appreciate the day because you guys had a really incredible date. I mean, what didn't you do? You were in a helicopter. You went on a yacht. You got to go in the hot tub. You got to jump in the water. And then you, of course, had this very romantic date at the evening portion. But just the initial chemistry and connection that you both had, was very, I think, very apparent for the viewers. So did you feel like right away you could just be yourself, be free in your own skin? How did that feel like? What was that connection like for you?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. You know how it's always worse when you think about things in your head and then you get there and you're like, oh my gosh, like this is not that scary. That's kind of what it felt like. I was building it up and I was like putting all this pressure on myself that I was going to be too nervous or too shy. And it was like 10 minutes in the G-Wagon with him. And I was like, wait, I like this guy. I was like, he's so cute. I'm really comfortable. And yeah, there were like GoPros in the car, but there weren't cameras. There weren't other people in the car. So it felt super natural. And just like, it felt like we were on a real date in the real world. And it was probably 10 minutes in and like my body stopped shaking. And I think my hands became less clammy and I was like starting to feel more like a human and less.
You're like, okay, Clayton, you can hold my hand now. Yeah. We're set to go.
Literally. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I need to wipe them dry every time you go to reach my hand now, go for my hand. But yeah, it was very apparent that like early on, I felt super comfortable with him. And I think I realized that he's like just a person and a nice person too, like just such a good, genuine, like real human being. And I figured that out very quickly. And then I felt like the rest of our date was fun. I was still like a little shy and like a little nervous at times because I'm just getting to know him, but I definitely felt like there was that instant connection for me. And I had so much fun. Jumping off the yacht was my favorite part of the whole day. I was so nervous. I thought he was joking. I thought this was him getting back at me for the buzzer prank. And I was like, are you going to make me climb over the edge of this yacht? And then you're going to like, let me jump in the water by myself. I was like, what is happening right now?
What if he was like, see you, Susie, and he stayed on top as you went down?
I was honestly thinking that because you guys held hands. And when you jumped, I was like, imagine one of them was just like, nope.
See you later.
That's what I was picturing. I literally was like, if you don't jump when I go, I was like, I'm going to be really upset because I was like, I'm going to do this, but I'm expecting you to also do this. But yeah, I was like, it was so exhilarating. It was so fun. And that's when I feel like that moment was like such a big moment for me where I was like, wait, I like this guy a lot. Mm-hmm. Like he's exciting, you know?
Yeah. I feel like we definitely almost went through those feelings with you, like watching it. I could see, you know, expressing your nerves in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I always really like it when people explicitly say like, I'm nervous, just so you know. I think like it shows confidence actually. And then I feel like I saw both of you like relax as the date went on. But the day portion obviously was, I mean, I was very jealous watching it the whole time. You guys look like you had an absolute blast. Going into the night portion, you obviously kind of, it slows down, things get a little more serious. Mm-hmm. We saw you be very open and vulnerable with him. Can you just touch on how you felt sharing that with Clayton, how you felt about his response, and just what that night portion of the date meant to you?
Yeah, I was, I wanted to be as open and vulnerable as possible. I think I'm a very open person in general, like with myself, with other people. Like I feel comfortable like communicating and talking about my feelings and my life and other people's lives. And I also wanted him to know, like, I didn't expect my life to be in Virginia at this point. I didn't really anticipate like being here, but just kind of what happened with my dad and the way life took me, I ended up being here at 28 years old. And I've started to kind of build my life here and I'm really happy here. And I'm like, this is something that for me, like I want to be in Virginia and like, I'm open obviously. And I want to be like, make things work with whoever I'm in a relationship with, but my family is so important to me. And I want to know that whoever I'm with, if nothing else, they'll like help make a priority to see my family or be close to my family on some level. And so I wanted to be kind of upfront with that a lot has changed in my life in these past couple of years, but I'm looking for somebody who wants to prioritize their family. And I would do the same for my person as well. You know, like if somebody's family member is going through a health crisis, like I would want to be close and I would want to put myself out there to help and like be a part of, you know, the care team for a partner's family member as well. So it was nice to be able to feel comfortable enough to share that with him. And for him to also kind of like acknowledge that and just to know that and then want to move forward with me, it was reassuring. And also it's good for him to just know where I stand and like for him to know like how important my family is to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's so important, I think, especially right away, because in this process, things move so quickly. Like we mm-hmm. don't have the luxury of dragging anything out, especially when they're big conversations. And that's why I think it was good up front, because we've seen it on past seasons where people haven't had those conversations of kind of like where they want to end up, where they want to be living, what they want to be doing. And so I think I can imagine, because I was in your shoes on that very first date opening up about my father, and, you know, I had a little bit different of a situation, but still stuff with my family in the past that I was willing to share with him, and knowing that, you know, this isn't always first date talk. You don't know how the other person's going to reciprocate, you know, and deal with the heaviness that you're sharing with them. But it seemed like Clayton was so open with you. And I think he really appreciated you sharing your family and everything that you've gone through with him. So I think it bonded you guys. So I know that you say you felt that instant connection. I think he did too. So I just got to ask, what was it like kissing him?
Oh my gosh. Oh, this is so embarrassing. But oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. I'm going to admit it. But I, like I said, I'm so nervous. But like my mouth was so dry the first time we kissed. And I was like, can I get some hydration over here? Like, can I get a glass of water or something? But yeah, I mean, obviously, like we shared a few kisses, but it felt so nice. It felt like, I mean, it was like realizing, I was like, I've never like dated somebody like Clayton. I mean, first of all, he's like very attractive, very handsome, so tall. And then we have this like chemistry, at least from what I was feeling. I was like, wow, like I feel like we have this instant chemistry. And like, it felt like I'd known him for so long. So yeah, kissing him felt like, oh God, it's so cheesy, like magical. But I was like, I was in that moment. I was like, dang, is this like meant to be? Mm-hmm. Like I was all in after my first date. I was like, this is it, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm going for it.
Girl, you went for it. And we are so thrilled that you did. I think
the makeups have been good this season. There's been a lot of them. No one's holding back on the kisses.
Who knew Clayton had it in him?
I mean, speaking of makeouts, Susie, I hate to do this to you, but we got to talk about the love and we got to talk about the drama. And I'm mm-hmm. sure the listeners are going to want to know what you think about it. So makeouts brings me right back to Cassidy and Clayton by the pool. Can you just touch on this whole episode? I mean, we saw a lot with Cassidy and a lot with Shanae. What are your thoughts on all of it? Because I know you probably were in the room for some of it, not in the room for some of it. So I'll just let you pick and choose. What are your thoughts on the drama in this episode?
So I'm sure you guys experienced this as well. And it worked for like good ways and bad ways. Like there were people that I didn't even really cross paths with until like week two or three, because you're just on a different schedule. You're going on different group dates or whatever. So like the first week I was on the one-on-one and all of the drama happened on the group dates. I was not there. I didn't like see it happening. I would hear about it in the morning, but I know like one morning I woke up, I came downstairs, there's a whole lot happening and I was just getting a little snack. And so I'm like eating the snack and I'm like overhearing everything happening on the couches. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Well, I still don't even fully know what happened because I wasn't on the date. But I mean, I think people were just rubbing people the wrong way in the house. And I like, fortunately for me, I wasn't around to see it happening, but I definitely got like earfuls at different times. And I understand it. I think like you kind of have, if you're like in a position where you're either getting a lot of attention from the lead or whatever it is, like it's better to err on the side of caution and try to like at least remain humble and like grateful, I guess. But I think that maybe it was just rubbing people the wrong way. And obviously there's some things that are going to be addressed in the future, but I think we'll just have to like wait and see how it's handled. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I'm like, I wasn't in the room, but.
Yeah, and that is a blessing. That is a blessing.
You were so lucky.
Yeah. I was very lucky to. I'm shocked that the drama started so soon. We were all like BFFs after night one, and then boom, like
it happens quick.
Oh, yeah.
It happens quick. I want to ask you this because so knowing that you were the only person that week that had the one-on-one with him, like, and I don't want you to give too much away, like, for future weeks, but let me preface it with this. I remember going on the very first one-on-one and kind of, like, you establishing a really strong connection. I was like, okay, we click, we hit it off. You know, like, he is expressing everything that I want in a partner and vice versa. Like, it was smooth sailing that first week. And then obviously knowing you can't have a one-on-one each week, going into group dates and then being kind of thrown into the mix again of, like, you're not that number one. You know, are one of many, and he's exploring multiple relationships. What was that like coming back from your one-on-one, knowing that you were going to, you know, still be in the running with 30 other women and knowing that he's going to start some really other strong relationships? Like, where was your mindset in the kind of days and weeks to come?
So I think that's like such a good point. And yeah, having had the first one-on-one, like you get it. As you were speaking, I was like, yep, I know where this is going, because I definitely experienced it. Like I said earlier, I was really set on just like going with the flow. You know, I was like, okay, like if this is meant to be, it's going to work itself out. Like that was my mentality. And that's not always like a great mentality to have. Like sometimes you got to put in work and effort, and you got to, like, you know, prioritize things, and you can't just always go with the flow. And that's something I've learned about myself, like in the past, but also through this process. So, as much as you like try to be cool, you know, you're like, okay, I'm gonna be cool with it. Like, it's fine. Like, it's hard not to see. And it was very apparent. Like, it becomes very apparent very early on that Clayton has strong connections with multiple people. So it's not easy, because obviously I was very invested immediately. 10 minutes into the car ride on my one-on-one, I was like, okay, I'm in. So it's tough, but I think it was good because I had that balance of trying to go with the flow, but also like recognizing that relationships take work and effort. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. It's tough. It's going to be tough. It's like the toughest dating experience I've had probably, but, yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting concept. I'll be interested to watch it back as well.
Yeah. Well, as are we.
Yes. So Susie, bringing it back to you, can you tell us, and I know that this is a hard question, so take your time if you want to think about it, but what's something that you want people to know about you that either hasn't been shown yet, or maybe, you know is a side of you or something about you that they aren't going to be able to learn from the show?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't know if this will come across in the show. Obviously, it might change as it goes down the line, but my friends and my family are like the most incredible people in the world. I truly have like such an eclectic group of people from all the different walks of life that I've had. And I just think that like all of those people are like a big part of the reason why I was able to like get through that experience and with such a positive mindset. I have like the best humans around me. And I'm just like, I always think I'm so grateful that I've had like such great, even my friends, like they are like mentors to me sometimes. Like my best friend, Lauren, she's like the most incredible human you'll ever meet. And like before going on the show, everyone gave me such great advice and was so encouraging. And I knew that like, no matter what, as long as I was myself and I was like, honest to who I am, that like my friends and my family would always have my back and they would always love me. And I think in all aspects of life, like doing something challenging, knowing that you have that support system like allows you the freedom to be yourself. And I think that I had that freedom on the show. It's like I feel comfortable to be me because of all the great people I have in my life. I know that I'm supported. And I don't know if that'll come across in the show or not, but I would say that's like the biggest thing or influence in my life are just the people that I have around me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, this is This is, I'm so glad that we're able to have you on, because prior to bringing you on, Serena and I were kind of recapping everything and talking about like levels of confidence, if you will, on the show. And it's good to be confident, mm-hmm. but not overly confident where it comes across as cocky or insincere or rubs mm-hmm. anyone the wrong way. And I feel like you do like the perfect job of navigating that, where of course you're confident, mm-hmm. you know, you have this connection with Clayton, but you still treat others with respect and are true to who you are. So I'm glad that you were able to say that. And I'm sure it'll come across. Well, obviously, I think we're going to be seeing you for quite some time here, which I'm excited about. Well, we know that there is still much more to come. We're only 1 week in, mm-hmm. but without giving too much detail away, if you could describe Clayton's season in 3 words, what would you say?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say it's wild. It's exciting and it's genuine. And I mean that like on all fronts. It's like there's drama, there's love and romance, there's like ups and downs. And then from Clayton's perspective, like he is such a genuine person, and I got to know a really good human by going on the show. But then the women are awesome. And like, I can't wait to see like how the world reacts to these women, because they are just like incredible and they are genuine. And there are people there just like really opening up and being vulnerable. And like that to me is so special. So I would say, yeah, those 3 words do a good job to describe what to expect.
I love it. Who are you really close with out of the group of women?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love the girls so much. So I would say Gabby is probably like my best friend from the show. Mm-hmm. Rachel, Teddy, Serene, and Kate. She's incredible. She's one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Marlena is also one of my best friends. Like, she's actually from Virginia Beach too, which is so crazy, but she doesn't live here currently. But as soon as she's back in town, I'm like, I need to see you. There's so many great women. And Tessa, we had some really great conversations early on. There's so many wonderful people that I met, but I mean, I feel like almost everyone from the show, like we have a great friendship. So
but yeah, it definitely bonds with you.
Mine, but there's, oh my gosh, like, yeah, because no one else could understand that craziness that we just mm-hmm. went through. But yeah, and everyone's so funny too. Like mm-hmm. everyone was funny, I felt like.
Yeah, in this episode, everything that came out of Gabby's mouth, I was like laughing out loud.
I like Gabby. Like,
this girl is such a character. A lot of people, I've heard people be like, was she drunk the first night? But like, I think she's just got this like really like quirky, fun personality. I've honestly never seen anyone with a sense of humor like hers on the show. And everything she says, I laugh at.
I genuinely think she's the funniest person I've ever met in my life. Like, of everyone. And like, maybe even from television too, in movies. Like, she is so funny. Like, I can't even, I mean, I just like want to like be with her and be like, oh, I just love you. Like, she's so great.
We got to bring her on the podcast. Definitely. I know she just did clickbait last week, but we got to have her on.
You'll have so much fun. She's well, hilarious.
A lot of the women that you just mentioned that you love and are close with are all some of my favorites so far. Like, I really like Kate for some reason. Like, she just seems very mature and like she just says it like it is, but still just like fun and comforting. Yeah. But mm-hmm. I'm excited to see more of the dynamic. And I will say, like, obviously only if it goes according to plan, one person will really fall in love and like get the man at the end of it. But you can still find so many friendships and like lasting love in the friendships and the relationships that you can build. So it sounds like you're doing it all right so far. I'm so excited to see more of you, Suzy. Before we let you go, we got to play a game with you.
Okay.
And so I'm going to let Serena kick it off. But basically, it's just superlatives, who's most likely to. So we're just going to give you a sentence and you just say whatever woman in the house comes to mind. It can be anyone. It can be you, whoever.
Ooh. Ooh,
yes. Ooh, ooh. Okay. I love this game. I feel like we're going to learn a lot about the ladies. Yes. Okay. You ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Let's start it off. So most likely to get the party started.
Ooh. party started, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm going to say Gabby for everything, I guess. She's so fun. Yeah, Gabby's a blast. Oh, Hunter. Oh my gosh, Hunter's got some secret dance moves that you will, I mean, I hope they get airtime. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Because she's, yeah, she's fun.
I love it. Who is most likely to start drama?
Oh my gosh. Is Clayton a fair answer? Because everyone, I mean, that's where it all starts, right?
It's you like, could say.
I love that answer.
Because it's like, I mean, I'm taking it off the girls, but like, it's all because of Clayton ultimately. Because
that is
everyone
true.
Wants to be with him. So.
That little shit.
Susie says you're the drama if you're listening.
He'll take it. I know if you said that to him, he'd be like, yeah, okay, I'll take it.
I know.
I get it. Yeah.
All right.
That'll be my answer.
I already know who you're going to say for this. Who's most likely to get the ladies laughing?
Gabby, 100%.
All right.
Funny.
I'm going to switch this question a little bit. Who has the best dance moves?
Ooh, the best dance moves? Hunter has some really good ones, but she's not always going to drop them out. Serene. She can like dance for real. And then I feel like Sierra as well. Like okay. I saw some moves with her.
Sierra. Uh-huh.
Sierra, she's pretty. I feel like we saw more of Sierra this episode, but I feel like we need to see more of Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you will. I hope so. Cause she's got such a fun personality, but I think she was like, yeah, shy to let it out at first.
Well, the drama overshadows it too, especially at the beginning when there's still so many.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Okay. Most likely to suggest ordering a bottle instead of a glass. Me always.
A bottle instead of a glass. I feel like maybe Elizabeth. I don't know, because we haven't like gone out drinking together yet. But I feel like if there's anyone I'm going to get a bottle with, it's Elizabeth. We're going to like get the bottle and spend the whole night chatting. She's awesome.
She was your drinking buddy on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, who's most likely to sing karaoke?
Oh my gosh. Sing karaoke. Okay, wait. So Claire, night one, she can sing. I made her sing at one point. Yeah.
Okay.
She can really sing. So I would say her. I don't know if anyone else would do karaoke. I'd be hiding in the back, but.
Oh, I love good karaoke session.
After a few drinks, I might get up there.
All right, Susie, we're bringing you out to LA. We're going to get a few bottles in you and we're going to go sing karaoke.
Yes.
Bottles okay, and karaoke. Perfect. All right. Who is most likely to steal Clayton first at a cocktail party?
Oh my gosh, you guys are asking the tough questions. I mean, I guess I'm going to give this one to Cassidy, but yeah. I don't know. I think we all want to steal him.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think after what we saw yesterday, I would say Cassidy too. You're not far off base on that one. Who's most likely to go to bed first?
Oh, Melina, for sure. Melina was in bed by like 9 p.m. if possible every night.
A woman after my own heart. I love Melina already.
It's smart.
I know. She's amazing. Melina, like I feel like every time I bring up a new name, I'm like, wait, I should have said that's who I'm really close with. Because there's like all of them, but Melina's one of them as well. She's so awesome. She would like do group workouts and then like go to bed at 9. I loved it.
That is so genius. Rachel and I used to wait up for each other if we were on separate group dates. And then we were like, what are we doing? Like, it's 2 in the morning. Yeah. I'm so tired. Yeah.
You're like, I'm going off of 2 hours of sleep this entire week. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay, who is most likely to make a toast?
Ooh, make a toast. I would say Sierra.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like she had some good toasts.
Were you like coming out with the toast, Susie, or were you the one that was like hiding in the back?
I'm hiding in the back. And I'm like, again, like as I'm hiding in the back, I'm like, I feel the sweat coming and I'm like, please nobody like call on me.
Here, don't pick me, don't pick me. For all of our listeners out there who ever wonder, like at the rose ceremonies at the end, once whoever, you know, has gone home has to leave. They'll walk out with the champagne. They'll give everyone the glass. And then they'll have everyone go around and give a different toast. And Susie, I'm like you. I was like, don't call on me. Don't pick me. Don't look at me. I'm not here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to sip. I don't want to say anything. It was so nerve-wracking, especially like when you're five or six people in and you're like, they've already said what I was about to say. I have nothing more. No new content for you. I'm sorry.
There's nothing left.
In Paradise, Becca is obviously the wonderful bachelorette she is and has the most experience and is such a pro when it comes to giving toast. They would always call on her to give a toast and your face would drop every single time, Becca. And then one time they called on me, they fed it to me because they knew that I was not going to come up with anything on the spot.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
That is the one thing. I don't think I've ever said this before, but like before I said yes to Bachelorette, part of me wanted to say no because I knew how many toasts you had to give, how like just how much you had to talk and be on and like your speeches. And I was like, I can't do that. So part of me was like, you don't want me for the lead. And to this day, like the amount of prep work that I had to like mentally prepare for in my head to do that is unreal. So I totally get the anxiety. Like
Becca's trying to turn down my whole role because of one toast.
I'm serious. I almost did because I was like, I can't do what they all have to do. Oh yeah, it's like the backs of my I'm sweating now just thinking about it.
I know. Damn. Like my armpits, I'm like everywhere. I'm like the
air it out, air it out.
Air it out. You gotta get in there.
Okay. Last question for the game. Who is most likely to be your bridesmaid in a wedding?
Oh my gosh. Like everyone. Like all
that's gonna
all
be an expensive bridal party.
It's gonna be pricey. I mean, I'm so close with so many of the women. I would say like Marlena and Gabby are two people that I just think like to the core. I'm like, I trust you with life and with my life, with everything. And those are like two women that I just felt really connected to on the show. So I would say probably either both of them or one of them.
Awesome. I love if I that. I can't wait to have them both on. Maybe we'll have like a girl session one week with all of you guys.
Yes, I know. Oh my gosh, like a true happy hour. We come on, get on a Zoom and we just hang.
Let's just do it in person one day. You know?
Yeah.
We'll all get COVID tested. I'll supply all the wine.
We'll Becca, we're coming to stay at your place.
Yes, please do. Break it in. All right, Susie, that has been such an absolute blast having you on. Before we let you go, this is one thing we ask all of our guests, and I know we're only 1 week in and still very fresh for all of the viewers, but overall right now on your journey, what has been your rose and what has been your thorn?
Ooh, like meaning like the good and the bad.
Yeah, like highlight, low light, whatever it is.
Okay, up to this point that we've seen, the highlight would be I came onto the show from a really tough time in my life and I was unsure if it would be a good thing for me. And it was such a positive experience. Like the women, meeting Clayton, the mansion, everything, the yacht, the helicopter, all of it. I was like, I felt like I was just the luckiest person in the world to be there. My thorn would be, I think knowing that I'm going to have to say goodbye to people each week, whether it's me going or them going, and that the experience would be over and like this kind of like fairy tale and incredible experience is going to be over at some point. So I think, I got emotional every time that people had to leave.
Yeah, it's never easy, but hopefully you're bonded for life. As Serena said, it brings people together in such a weird, crazy way.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right, Susie. Well, thank you for taking time out of your day. I'm sure you're very busy. Hopefully we'll have you back one day again soon. This has been such a blast. Thank you for kicking off such a fun one-on-one this week. And, I'm sure we'll see much more of you to come. So thank you so much for joining.
Yes, thank you so much, Susie. We can't wait to watch the rest of your journey.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. This was so fun. And I still can't believe I'm talking to the both of you. So it's pretty cool.
I can't believe we're talking to you. We're the lucky ones. Thanks, girl. We'll see you soon. Oh, I really like her.
I like her too. She's just very comfortable to talk to, easy, confident. I mean, I feel like what you see on the show is what you get, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. And I like how she had mentioned in her life how important family and friends are to her, and that she's just built up like such an eclectic array of people in her life, which I think definitely can only help on a journey like this where, you know, people from all around the country, different backgrounds, everything. And it seems like she really is just Miss Congeniality in the house so far. So I'm glad that we were able to have her on, get to know her a little bit more. And yeah, I can't wait to see where this journey takes her again. Like, I don't know much about really what the hell is going to happen this season. From everything that I've gathered, it sounds like it's going to be one hell of a ride. And so hopefully Susie's along for quite some time because, you know, I'm betting now she's making it far.
I think she will be. I mean, Clayton seemed genuinely so excited about her, and I think everyone could see their connection was very obvious. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we're two for two now, Becca. Every episode I've watched has been so much romance and even more drama. So mm-hmm. I think we're in for one hell of a season.
It's been fun. I can't wait to see where it goes. We'll just have to tune in next week to see what we have to recap. I'm sure more drama, more love, and I don't know. Hopefully just more of everything because it's been good so far. The season is not disappointing me. So,
do you think next week we're going to have a little more or a little less of Shanae and Cassidy?
Oh, I think we're going to unfortunately have a lot more. Both.
Yes,
I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. We'll just have to wait and see. I just want to know, is Cassidy the one with the boyfriend? We'll find out next week. Tune in to another episode of Bachelor Happy Hour then. But in the meantime, Serena, it has been so much fun to have you again. And a huge thank you to Susie for being here. But an even bigger thank you to our Bachelor Happy Hour listeners. We love you. Thanks for tuning in each and every week. As a reminder, we're still casting for future seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. So if you want to nominate yourself or somebody else that you think would be great for the show, you can head to www.bachelornation.com/apply.
Also, make sure to hit us up on social at Bachelor Happy Hour on Instagram, at Batch Nation on TikTok and Twitter, and then Bachelor Nation on Facebook. You can catch all the greatest and latest updates.
And also, Bachelor Happy Hour is available on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you can listen. So you can listen ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Thank you so much, Bachelor Happy Hour listeners. We can't wait to chat with you more next week.
See you then, guys.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.